Faithful listeners to Weekend Sunday may recall that last week I talked about our Congress, the wondrous things it does and the wondrous things it leaves undone until it's hauled back to Washington and shamed into acting.
NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore.
What Congress did as it tried to crash land an omnibus spending bill before dispersing for Thanksgiving was not only to approve hundreds of special interest pork barrel provisions, but it passed an amendment written by no member of Congress. Richard Efford, a staffer on the House Appropriations Committee, perhaps thinking to expedite the process, inserted into the bill all by himself a provision giving committee chairmen access to the IRS to inspect tax returns. That caused a commotion when it became known, and so Congress, returning Monday for a second lame duck session, will repeal the whole 3,000-page bill and pass it all over again without the offending provision. The 108th Congress, which should have gone out of existence weeks ago, will also get one more chance to pass a bill overhauling the intelligence community. The bill had been endorsed by President Bush, but not very vigorously. The Pentagon didn't like the idea of a national intelligence director getting power over the budget for military intelligence activities. The 9/11 Commission came back to Washington to do some determined lobbying, backed by the 9/11 families who had pressured the White House to launch the investigation in the first place. So the president spoke up again, this time saying that he is serious about wanting the intelligence reform bill, which meanwhile has been diluted in the hope of overcoming Pentagon opposition. And if intelligence reform, in whatever form, passes both chambers of Congress Monday or Tuesday, then the 108th Congress can go home for the third and perhaps the last time. This is Daniel Shore.